Com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
An international team of experts from the World Health Organization has been in China this week investigating the cases of H7N9 bird flu. They say it is proving to be the most lethal flu virus for humans.
But this is definitely one of the most lethal influenza viruses that we have seen so far.
Don't even say it. Don't even say it. Don't say H7N9. Oh, no. H5N1, H2N3, H3N2, H7N9. It's another, what do they call it? Bird flu cluster pluck. I said it
pluck.
Right, didn't I? Pluck.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Pluck.
And that's where we're going to go today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, everybody, through Natural News Radio and, of course, GCN. And the number, 866-939-2355. Do you have a bird flu story? Are you frightened? Are you running like Chicken Little for the exits or to Merck vaccines? But before we go deep into chicken doo-doo, we're going to have to revisit, well, what's that guy's name? Barack Obama. Barack.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a bird sound there. Barack.
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Obama. What has Obama said recently? Because, you know, without knowing what the leader of the free world supposedly is speaking every day, how are we going to know what to do, how to react, which leg to put through our pants hole? You know, what are we going to do without? So do we have anything on Obama today?
He actually talked this morning to talk about that thing that we just don't ever talk about, Obamacare. Here's what he had to say this morning.
Brock.
It has now been 6 weeks since the Affordable Care Act's new marketplaces opened for business.
6 weeks.
I think it's fair to say that the rollout has been rough so far.
I
think everybody understands that I'm not happy about the
fact he's not
that,
happy.
The rollout has
give him a happy meal.
Been wrought with a whole range of problems that I've been deeply concerned about. But today I want to talk
get a little
about
sleepy.
What we know
what
after
you?
These first few weeks.
Super Don, you all right?
What we're doing to implement and improve the law.
I'm not jumping out of my seat yet here.
No.
In the first month, more than 100,000 Americans successfully enrolled in new insurance plans.
All right, man, cut this off. Turn this off.
No more Obama. No Obama.
Obamacare sucks. What?
Everybody out there who wants to listen to Obama, turn into another station because I don't think we're going to do any more of that. I was falling asleep on that. I don't know that he said anything.
The one thing he had to say is that they came out with the numbers yesterday of the people who have enrolled, 106,000 out of however millions. He did the best he could to put a spin on it to make it sound like everything. You know, there's some good things to talk about Obamacare, but, whatever. He didn't say anything that we didn't expect. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of worn out on the Obamacare topic.
Word of the day, nullify, nullification. Two words of the day, nullify, nullification, nullified, past tense, nullifier. It's the N-word today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It should offend no one except statists who love the government intervening in every aspect of your life.
We know just about everything we need to know about Obamacare. We know it stinks. We know what it's going to do. We know it's not working.
We just got to know what to do about it. We just got to know what to do about it. And joining us today in a few minutes, we're going to have someone to help us do that, nullifying the NSA today. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center is back. And we're also going to see, can we nullify radiation from Fukushima? That might be a taller task than nullifying Obamacare and the NSA. But Liam Sheff's going to be back. We're going to do that.
Absolutely.
But now that we've nullified Obama, we are going... We got to go back into some big news, breaking news. We got. It's been a while since we talked about it, but once again, guess what's back? It's the bird flu. That was the bird flu.
That is the bird flu alert. Yeah.
That was the bird flu alert. It's back. Oh
it
my gosh! You tell you what, this story, and you see it everywhere. Remember when? The story comes out, and it comes out everywhere at the same time. You know it's a psychological operation. It's a psyop, right? Like we talked a few weeks ago, there was a little shooting, a school shooting. I think one person was killed, but it was, I don't know if it was in Utah or something. But you had to dig to find news on it, right? So you knew that was a real issue, that something really happened. And it was a tragedy, but it wasn't 100 kids, 130, 10, or whatever. So it was not in the news much. But when you see it somehow appear everywhere simultaneously, almost before it happens, you know there's something weird going on. And there's something fishy or birdy going on right now because this bird flu news is everywhere. Suddenly, it wasn't there, now it's there.
The something bird flu is gone afoul.
Thank you very much. Pluck that.
Sorry.
Pluck that, right. Super Don. New bird flu infects humans for first time. See, they've always been... trying to see, hey, can we manufacture at our labs at the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion on Clifton Road in Atlanta, right next to my alma mater there? Can we see if we can genetically engineer or alter this thing? Because, you know, it hasn't happened. It hasn't made the leap, as they say, into humans, bird-to-human transmission. But it will if we have to create it. And they may have. A strain of bird flu that scientists thought could not infect people has shown up in a Taiwanese woman. A nasty surprise, they say, that shows scientists must do more to spot worrisome flu strains before they ignite a global outbreak, Dr. C. Now, that's great public relations speak. I mean, did you hear those key words? Nasty. Nasty is a big word. That makes your ears go, woo. And then ignite. Ignite. This is sort of like the George Carlin-esque kind of thing when you pick apart these things. Ignite. These are words that are chosen for very specific reasons. Also, worrisome. Oh, it's worrisome. Oh my gosh, I gotta worry. Call my Jewish mother. Worry! Worry! But these are the things that elicit very powerful responses. They know exactly what they're doing, how they're doing it, and you'll see these words appear everywhere across the board. And when you do that, you got to go scratch your head and go, uh-huh, they are up to something, and they're up to no good.
All we have to do is look back, and every one of these pandemics, you know, these contagions, you know, they come out with these words and come out with movies and all these, you know, things on the internet and on TV and on radio. If you remember, whether it was the bird flu, mm-hmm. or it was the swine flu, and they even, do you remember when these things just kind of, they came up, maybe they made this big deal and they were stockpiling vaccines and all this stuff and all like that, and then nothing really came of it. Mm-hmm. Do you remember every once in a while they'd even throw something in there like, oh, here comes the seal flu. You remember that? We covered the seal flu.
Oh my God.
There's gotta be this flu and the duck flu and the whatever flu. And these things are not turning into the huge disasters we're talking about. And here we are now again having to talk about the bird flu. And, you know, it's only three steps away from mutating and causing everybody to die and grow a third eye in the middle of their forehead.
Wait,
happening.
You already have a third eye in the middle of your forehead, Super Don.
All right, that's a whole other discussion.
Okay, all right, just checking. Listen,
anyway, the point I'm making is this is not what it seems to be. It never has been.
It is a fear-mongering campaign.
8-5-N-1-879. I mean, you know, old MacDonald had a farm. Which flu is it today?
Right. So basically what the story is that there's a new experimental vaccine that they've come out with for H7N9. It shows promise in the early trial. So anytime they have this, they have to, you know, frighten the bird masses out there to go, oh, my gosh, hurry up. Get that thing out here. And there's a new way to do it to make it, like, massively available almost overnight. And this is coming through the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority called BARDA. Yeah, because I'm used to DARPA, which is the defense kind of stuff, the scary black box projects. This one's BARDA. And so they're going after Taiwan because, you know, who in America gets to Taiwan? Not many. They'll go, ooh, Taiwan or Hong Kong. The Hong Kong flu is coming. We got to just do whatever they say. Roll up your sleeves. Shoot me up. No. No, not now, not ever. And that is where we have to nullify the nonsense, as we are going to do. We're going to nullify the nonsense of the federal government encroaching on our fundamental freedoms. Those violations that were predicted to happen and did happen and do happen that were to be counterbalanced by something within the Bill of Rights known as the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment. And the 10th Amendment basically saying that those powers not specifically enumerated or granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people, respectively. Do we have Michael Bolton on the line yet? Let me know, Matt, when you get him. We want to get into this concept of nullification again because there's a big, bad spy network that we heard about from this guy, Edward Snowden. And we're talking about the NSA encroaching on, you know, violating the 4th Amendment. How many amendments can you violate all at one time? And we're seeing this happening and encroaching from the federal level on down to the state and even local level. Big issue in Seattle. They set up these, you know, the Wi-Fi server, whatever they are, on almost every street lamp, on every corner. And now they've said that, well, we're backing down because the people of Seattle kind of raised a big stink, but they haven't really turned anything off. Did you see that?
It was like the Three Stooges are running the department there in Seattle because it's like, yeah, we set this up, but... Oh, we didn't mean to turn it on. I'm sorry. Somebody actually bumped the switch, and they didn't mean to turn it on.
Yeah, exactly. So what are we going to do at this point? Do we just go, well, it's hopeless? It's all because, you know, what are you going to do? You lefties out there that love Obama, is he listening to you on this NSA spy thing? No. How about left and right in Congress, for the most part? Are they listening to you? Sure, there are a few constitutional conservatives, libertarian types, and some of the progressive left that have problems with this. But what are they affecting? What's happening in the Senate? How about the judiciary, even when they ruled against it? Not a whole heck of a lot. So what are we going to do? We're going to nullify. We're going to learn how. There's a new campaign from the 10th Amendment Center. Nullify NSA. We're going to try and get Michael Bolden on the line momentarily to join us to talk about it. You can talk about it, too, by calling right now. Line up on the phones. 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. Vitamin N is what we're calling it. Nullification on tap right here, right now, on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We got the nullification flu, and that's a flu I want you to catch. In fact, I was just talking to my guest coming up right now, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, that every lecture I do, no matter how mundane or medical, and I don't do mundane, but I do medical, all have to travel through the 10th Amendment Center and the concept of nullification before I'll go anywhere with folks. So they let them know Michael Bolden is with me even when he's not here. Michael, my friend, welcome back.
The love is flowing all around. Glad to be here, Robert.
What is with this nullify NSA thing? Can't we just, like, petition Obama or write to our congressman and say, stop spying on us?
Well, I'll put it this way. Anybody who's been paying attention to what Dianne Feinstein has been having to say, she might as well be the head of the NSA. She loves the organization. She loves the agency. She loves the programs that it's running. She referred to them in a big op-ed. I think it ran in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, one of those state-run mouthpieces. She referred to it as totally constitutional, totally legal. And you know what? She's head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. So any bill restricting the NSA is going to have to go through Dianne Feinstein. So that tells me that even the best one out there, like the USA Freedom Act that's been introduced and supported by so many good people,
right,
is going nowhere. There's no chance to restrict the power and the surveillance program of the NSA through the normal channels. So we have to take Sun Tzu's advice that says, strike them where they're not expecting. And we believe that place is in the States.
Nice. Well, there's no truth to the rumor that Dianne Feinstein pees standing up. I haven't confirmed that, so we won't go into that story now. But it is rough when you got the liberal, so-called progressive left standing up for government intrusion in our right to privacy and are in violating many of the amendments of the first 10 known as the Bill of Rights. So if we're going to go through the states, how can they? You know, because we've seen it with medical marijuana, on Second Amendment issues and other arenas. How is it that the states can apply this protocol that you've come out with, Nullify NSA? We've got it linked up in the show notes as well, so that they can stop the spy network.
Well, a lot of people think that the NSA is this all-knowing behemoth, and in many ways it is, but it does rely on certain support from all different sectors in order to be able to do what it wants to do. And the best way to describe that is that we found a report from Baltimore back in 2006 that the NSA at their main headquarters, they maxed out the power capability at the Baltimore area power grid. So they had no more electricity they could use, and they couldn't expand their surveillance programs back under Bush because of a physical limitation. They couldn't add any more computers to do what they wanted to do. So they began this big hunt for new locations for data centers, as we hear about the Utah data center coming online, and another one in San Antonio, Texas, and expansion programs in Augusta, Georgia, and Colorado, in Hawaii, in Tennessee, and elsewhere. So they're expanding and adding all these new data centers because they couldn't do it from HQ in Maryland. So they rely on resources very heavily. And in places like Utah, for example, the state is providing 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to the NSA to keep those supercomputers cooled and operating. And the state of Utah doesn't have to do that. We can talk about that maybe after in the next segment, get in a little more detail as to why, but they can shut it off. And the bottom line is no water equals no NSA data center.
But yeah, that's pretty impressive. Now, we've been covering, I kind of joke about the urination issue, but in Brigham Young University has a fluid dynamics center, and they're teaching men how to hit the bowl properly. I'm thinking with all that water, there might be some relationship there, but I think if we could throw the water on the NSA computers, that would be a better use of it and cool them off permanently. So we're talking nullification. You know, validated by going back to Jefferson and Madison. If you want to know the history, we may touch on that as well. But the reality is we've got to be efficient. We've got to, you know, what works? It's not enough to say, well, let's vote the bums out. We've covered that over the years, even the issue of GMO labeling. You see how well that worked in California and even Washington State on a state level. Is the ballot box the proper or rightful remedy? Or is this concept of nullification where we need to go? Now, I realize we have about 30 seconds or so before break, but 10thAmendmentCenter.com is where you can go. I have it linked up in the show notes, including the article on this Nullify NSA program that is being rolled out by the 10th Amendment Center. This is where we need to go. We need to understand the details of this, how we can take it back to our homes in our states and our local municipalities even, to really realize that there are, let's say, vital ways to pull the plug on the electricity running their dangerous and nefarious scheme, to see what you're doing behind closed doors or hear you behind your open cell phone. All right, stand by. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, a good friend, is here. Super Don's making it sound so good. We got Matt on the boards if you want to call us at 866-939-2355, naturalnewsradio.com. Rocking the health and political worlds today. More after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vaporeon e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vaporeon e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporeon e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, Lessig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at Lessig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. Lessig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Scott Belcher.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, just reminded you that the power to heal is yours, and so is the power to nullify. And who knows that better than our good friend, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, 10thamendmentcenter.com. You can follow him on Twitter at 10th Amendment, and we've got him in there at RS Bell Media as well. And you can even see a picture of Michael. He's wearing a hat and hiding his hair. When I had hair, I wasn't wearing a hat. You'll see the picture there. But, Michael, thank you for helping us nullify everything.
It's all you, Robert.
Oh, all you, baby. Now, nullifying NSA. This is the big program today. We want to get plugged into this. I've got the links up to the article at the 10th Amendment Center site. We've also republished it at robertscottbell.com. This is the kind of, you said, taking it down to the state level, that the feds are not these all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing. They do rely on local municipalities and states as well. And you brought out a few of these concepts, but how do we take it into that practical realm? What can we do on the state level? A little bit more detail.
Well, let's go a little bit more detail on the NSA, what we call their Achilles heel. So here's from that report that I mentioned briefly. If you don't mind, I could quote it from August of 2006. They said, the NSA is already unable to install some costly and sophisticated new equipment. At minimum, the problem could produce disruptions leading to outages and power surges. At worst, it could force a virtual shutdown of the agency. That was from an insider at the NSA back in August 2006, recognizing that they couldn't expand to do what they wanted to do today back then. So they had to find these new locations. So in Utah, as I mentioned, they're requiring or they're relying on the state of Utah to provide all this water on it every single day. And any environmentalist should be going absolutely nuts about this. In a place like Utah where water is so scarce, the fact that they're using over a million gallons, nearly 2 million every single day to spy on everyone around the world is a huge deal. But also in Texas, the new San Antonio data center was chosen for two reasons. One, the NSA waited to make sure that Microsoft was opening a new data center within about 5 minutes of the location they wanted. So once Microsoft opened up shop, then the NSA signed a contract at an old Sony plant and in San Antonio, and the electricity there is being provided by the city of San Antonio, a political subdivision of the state of Texas. And the reason they like Texas is because Texas has an independent power grid and it won't get shut down. And we've got all of this documented from their own press releases and reports through the years, and we actually set up a website specifically dedicated to this. I know, and I appreciate you mentioned 10thAmendmentCenter.com, and that's where we do all of our broad education, coalition building, and activism. But if people want to focus just on this issue, the NSA, we have a specific website called offnow.org where you can find all the documents, the research, information about how the NSA is relying on states to help them run these data centers to spy on us and everyone around the world. And, of course, the action items on what you can do to stop them.
Okay, offnow.org. Yes, it's embedded in the articles that we have linked up and published, but offnow.org is another way to get directly go for this specific campaign. Now, has any other organization signed on? Because you've really been able to form broad coalitions from left, right, and center, which is fantastic. And on this front, I believe you probably do have some level of participation or cooperation from other groups as well.
Yes, and we actually are just getting started. So the campaign just officially launched at the beginning of this week, even though we had gotten the ball rolling prior to that. We're building a coalition over at offnow.org/coalition. So whether you're part of a local group or you're a member of a national group, whatever it may be, if you're interested in supporting this type of effort, we urge you to contact your group leadership, give them that link and say, hey, I would like you as a member of this organization, I would like you to join this coalition. We've left, right, center, it doesn't matter. These are issues that are so important that people can set aside their normal political difference, their normal squabbling that they do over who, you know, what political party is running this or that. Set aside those differences and focus on doing something that can effectively push back and create serious roadblocks for NSA, whether it's in Utah or Texas, or in places like Augusta, Georgia, where the city of Augusta is providing wastewater treatments. There's so much that can be done, and it's not just the central resources. There's actually four different ways that the NSA relies on state and local help in order to carry out their programs. So we have the resources. There's also what the NSA calls Centers for Academic Excellence. There are 166 universities around the country. Many of them are actually state-run. Some of them are private. Where the NSA has partnered with those universities, named them what they call CAE, Center of Academic Excellence. And they're using these universities as research centers to expand NSA's capabilities, to expand their infrastructure, their networking skills. And they also act as a huge recruiting ground to bring our children, our nephews, our cousins, the youth, into their program as new analysts for the future. Well, we have legislation that we've drafted that we now expect to be introduced in at least five states already in the coming months, called the Fourth Amendment Protection Act, which would not only ban a state from providing essential resources, like we've mentioned, but would also ban any state-run universities from being a research center with the NSA. So these are ways that we're going to cause a lot of problems for their programs to continue.
Well, how about the, let's say, anybody come out from the political establishment, even on the state level or federal level, can we give a shout-out to anybody? Or has this been, as we've seen over the past years of your campaign since the 10th Amendment Center was founded, a coalition of folks that are just fed up with the establishment and no one from it wants to really participate because they fear for their political future?
Well, I can't imagine anybody in the political establishment doing much about this. Or getting involved in something like this. I mean, this may be risky, it may be nutty, but you know what? With the extremity of the violation of our rights, the amount of times, the sheer numbers of times that they are violating the Fourth Amendment, we're talking billions and billions of times, something's got to be done. And I mentioned Sun Tzu in the previous segment, and I think that should be taken very seriously. If we go to Dianne Feinstein, who loves the NSA, they're well prepared for that. If we win a case in court, which is not very likely, I mean, you're talking about going to a group of people who currently have ruled that the indefinite detention of a person by the federal government is still law, basically. They're not striking it down. It doesn't look like it's going to be struck down. I don't really trust those people either. So we have to find a different path. And certainly this is a different path. And, you know, I know the break's going to be coming up here in a couple of minutes, but I'd love to talk about the legal doctrine behind this and why it's so effective, too.
Yeah, we actually have about 3 or 4 minutes, so we've got time to get into it, believe it or not. I told you you could breathe. Michael Bolton is so used to doing soundbite, 30 seconds, quick, I got it out. But we have some time, so we're going to talk in slow motion with Mike. The idea of going in deep on this subject is what I wanted to do, and you're doing it for us, Michael, so carry on.
Cool. So I did mention, first of all, the Fourth Amendment Protection Act. This is the state-level bill which would ban a state from cooperating or participating in any programs which assist the NSA in its warrantless surveillance program. It attacks at a number of levels. The resources, it would ban sharing of resources with the NSA. It would ban university partnerships, at least at state-run universities. It would also ban information sharing by local law enforcement. The NSA has been passing information on to local law enforcement, even though they claim it's only for terrorism. They're actually taking warrantless data, sending it to a group called the Special Operations Division, SOD, which is part of the DEA. And the SOD then takes that information, hands it off to local law enforcement and says, hey, go investigate or arrest someone based off of this, but pretend you didn't get it from us. That was uncovered by Reuters last month, and the Fourth Amendment Protection Act, which you can find over at offnow.org, would ban that as well. And the fourth place which it would address would be it would create some severe penalties for corporations who step in to fill the gap when the state refuses to participate with information sharing or with resources for the NSA. It would create some penalties for the corporation. So there are four major ways that this legislation on a state level can effectively resist NSA spying, and it's all based on something called the anti-commandeering doctrine. Is that kind of a weird principle to bring up on the show?
It sounds like a pirate term, the anti-commandeering act. No pirates allowed, so tell me a little bit. We got a couple of minutes before break.
Okay, cool. The anti-commandeering doctrine is based, if you go all the way back to what James Madison wrote about in Federalist Number 46, this is when Madison was arguing, writing reasons why people should ratify the Constitution. James Madison, this paper, said that when the federal government did stuff that was either considered unconstitutional by the people or if it was constitutional but merely just unpopular. So it doesn't matter whether the courts ruled this constitutional, this spying scheme constitutional or not. Madison was very clear. He said there's ways to resist it. There's ways to put up roadblocks to make it very difficult. In fact, the way he said it would create, I think he used the word I don't think he used the roadblock or roadblock, but I'll use it anyways. He would create obstructions, he said, that the federal government would be hardly willing to encounter. And one of those four things was a refusal to cooperate with officers of the union. It's the Rosa Parks method. Stand up and say no. You don't have to comply. Our motto is don't comply, nullify. And that's what the anti-commandeering doctrine is. It's this legal principle that there's nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights.
Don't comply, nullify. If we needed to, you know, phrase it down for you, in the art of war, I don't know if there was a subject or a chapter on dumbing it down for people who are hopped up on fluoride, GMOs, and pesticides, but you've done very well. Don't comply, nullify. I want to get more into the Rosa Parks method in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break here in a moment, but Michael Bolden is my guest this hour. We've got Liam Sheff coming up next hour. We're going to see if we can nullify radiation from Fukushima. I think we'll have more success nullifying the NSA here on our shores. We're going to get to that. Also, offnow.org. It's in the links in the show notes as well as the article linked up. Check it out online. What is the Rosa Parks method, really, in a modern context? How do we apply it not only to NSA, but even the issue like Obamacare? We'll talk to Michael Bolden about that. And if you haven't got your card for being a member of, no, not the NSA, the 10th Amendment Center, we'll tell you how to do that and support them some more. After the break, back with Michael Bolden after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, if you're just joining us, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center is here. And if you missed any of it, you're just going to go back, rewind, replay. And, of course, we do RSB 180. Sign up for the YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, and you can see what you missed and then link to the show that you missed. Michael Bolden, you were talking about, of course, nullification. That's the prime starting point. But refusal to cooperate. You talked about anti-commandeering doctrine. And, you know, some of the folks out there might be going, come on, refusal to cooperate. There's no court in the anywhere is going to support that and go, yeah, no, that's right. Your refusal to cooperate, we're going to support you there. Could there be?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really important thing to talk about because there are we use the broad term nullification, which is an action that has as its end result a particular federal act not being enforceable. So some people will take kind of the old school version of it and say, well, that means you got to go out and arrest some NSA agents. We're not actually talking about that as this problem. We're just saying we're not going to help the feds because we recognize that the feds rely so heavily on help on a state and local level. And the Supreme Court always, and I mean always, backs this anti-commandeering doctrine up, and it has done this for a long time. And the main cases that touch on this, there's four of them. The first one was the 1842 Prigg case, which the Supreme Court had the opinion that the states didn't have to help the feds enforce federal slavery laws. Then the modern ones in 1992, the New York case, said that a locality wasn't required to carry out federal environmental or waste management regulations. In 1997, the Prince case, that's the one that Sheriff Mack, some of your listeners may be familiar with, basically the a local government wasn't required to carry out federal gun regulations. And in 2012, Sebelius, that's the Obamacare case, states weren't required to expand Medicaid even under the threat of losing federal funding. So that part of Obamacare has become optional. States can do it whether they want to or not. They can't be required. So this is known as the anti-commandeering doctrine. There is no dispute on that. You can talk to legal experts from the far left, the far right, and everywhere in between. They all will agree, every one of them. Well, no one's required to help the feds. No one's required to carry out federal law or enforce federal rules or regulations. But I think they should on this or that, and that's what you'll always find out. So this is a very powerful thing. There's no legal dispute on it. And talking about Rosa Parks, we know that saying no can change the world.
Yes, and I, you know, that's one thing I bring up almost every opportunity I can. And in terms of the Obamacare nullification, it seems more obvious to say no. Of course, she was on a bus. They told her to go to the back. She said no. That changed the world. But I'm arguing with the Obamacare issue. Don't even get on the bus because it's not going to take you anywhere but somewhere that's not good for your health. But as I said, it's a nuance here on nullification because how do you say no to the NSA? Because it's not like they're encouraging you to say or sign up, right? This is happening without any official sign up. So it's sort of like you go to that perspective backed up by the courts of the don't comply, nullify in a different way.
Sure, sure. And on things like the Affordable Care Act or on the war on drugs, the actions of individuals are the most powerful. Individuals saying, you know what, you can make this particular plant, cannabis, illegal, but I'm going to consume it anyways, or I'm going to grow it and sell it, things like that. And when you have millions of people saying no, there's no way for the feds to be able to enforce their act. They just can't. We're seeing this happen more and more every year. On the NSA, it does take a different path. It does require leaning on state or local governments to get on board, but we know that when you have a lot of people getting active on a state or a local level, you can get some positive legislation passed. And this is how, for example, like marijuana legalization passed in Washington State and Colorado. The legislature didn't do it, so they did an end run around them. Or, you know, they've gone the legislative route on other issues. So it will require getting a state to follow the anti-commandeering doctrine through legislation saying, we're not going to provide the resources you need. We're not going to share with you our universities for research. We're not going to allow our law enforcement to share information with you, get information from Special Operations Division, or send information back to you via the fusion centers. And we're going to make those corporations who are playing nice with you, NSA, we're going to make them pay.
All right, so if you want to support the efforts here of Michael Bolton, the 10th Amendment Center, and defend your liberty, you're going to go to offnow.org at robertscottbell.com. We link to it in the show notes. The article is there. Michael Bolton, my friend, big hugs to you, Sarah Beth, and the whole gang supporting this, well, this movement to limit the violations or eliminate them altogether, if it's at all possible, of the feds, even the states, when they encroach on your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We got lots more healing to go. Liam Sheff is up next. Diabetes, Fukushima, the power to heal is yours. And nullify too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.